So now here on World Class Rock, it's time to talk to a world-class chef, a guy that everybody here in town has known, and now we are so happy to be teaming up with him to give a world-class mom a world-class meal. Say hello to my buddy, longtime local chef, Brett McKee. How you doing, Brett?
Man, I am just doing world-class today. I look in the mirror every day. I walk by that thing, and it's... slaps me in the face. Holy shit, you look world class today.
Well, I'll take that word out, but
take that out.
But let me first of all, I could tell you're staying really busy right now doing the independent chef thing. Is that something that you've been looking to do for a while, and is it something that seems that is trending in that direction anyway because of the pandemic?
All right, here's the deal. Even when I had restaurants, I would go out to Kiowa, Daniel Island, Isle of Palms, downtown Charleston, really anywhere, and do private dinners. When I left the restaurant business about 10 years ago, I started doing large corporate events all over the country, the Super Bowl, the Masters, the Heritage, the PGA, et cetera, for big corporations. I would do their real estate buyouts, do sound, lighting, production, staffing, bar, food, and get all of their entertainment as well. And then, you know, it's interesting. I started doing homes when the pandemic hit. I had no idea what I was going to do. Mm-hmm. I started delivering. I knew that people needed food, and I knew that going out was scary for them. So I just started doing delivered home meals. I started out the first day with two. I got up to 200 a day. When it was no traffic, it was easy to do 200 a day from Sullivan's Island to Monk's Corner and everywhere around because there was no traffic. Last summer, as people started to come out again, the same customers that would hire me every year for one night while they were in town started hiring me for 7 days a week during their vacation, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Wow.
I'm fortunate that, you know, kind of a one-man show, but I'm very diverse in what I can do, so it's just the hustle. And now I think what I'm doing is kind of the future.
Yeah, that's
people
what
come
yeah.
down and you know, you're in an industry, and it's difficult. All of these restaurants that have struggled through the pandemic are now in a different situation where now they're making record sales, but they don't have staff. I have a very unique business. I have no brick and mortar. I have no staff. I have no inventory. And yet I'm triple booked every night all the way through October.
Well, you know, that's a sign of the times, but it also is a sign of your reputation and the accolades that you've received over decades. And we'll remind everybody, you can check him out online, brettmckee.com. He's got everything right there on his website. And also, your gregarious personality, you're an original, Brett. We'll just use that word there.
Well, that's what I was going to lead into. You know, what I do, it's different. There are a lot of people now, and I look online, and, you know, there's some different websites around that will promote local businesses, and I see that there are a lot of other private chefs out there. Different talent levels, different skill levels. Here's the difference what I do. If people ask me, what do you do for a living, Brett? I said, I'm a memory maker. I give for the, you know, and then other people ask me, hey, Brett, you're 63 years old. When are you going to retire? I'm not going to retire. This is my social life. I'm one of the freaks that, you know, are in this business. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't really socialize. I don't like to go out. I have a light, tight little circle of my wife and kids, and that's all I need. But I turn into a different character every night. And I really, for 3 hours, I am the best thing that's happened to my client. And I give them 100% of my energy. So when people say, what do you do? I said, I'm a memory maker. Food is collateral, what I do. But for those 3 hours, I create the wow factor.
I love that.
The food is always great. I'm a naturally, I have a God-given palate. My food has always been good. I think I'm at my age, when you think you're on the downward slide, I really think my execution, my preparation of food and my delivery is better than it's ever been.
I would attest to that, and I love the term memory maker. So I'm going to give you a memory here, Brett, just to let everybody know what we're talking about. Because 10 years ago, I threw a surprise birthday party for my late wife. It would end up being the last birthday that she was alive, and you helped me do that. You helped me put that on at one of your many, many other ventures in the past. It was the Roadside Kitchen up there in Mount Pleasant, near Wando High School.
Well.
You actually rode back on your motorcycle from Greenville just to be there for my wife's surprise birthday party, and you got a speeding ticket on the way back. I remember you telling me that story, and you know what? The memories that we made in surprising my wife for what would be her last birthday, they mean more to me and my son now than they ever have. And that really is what you're trying to do, isn't it? To have that memorable meal, that memorable moment, and to create that memory that people will never forget. And like I said, a decade later, it still means so much to me, buddy. I can't say thanks enough.
Well, and you never know. You know, when you go somewhere, when you have the ability to go into people's private home, you really become part of their family. You don't know if it's a celebration. You don't know if it's a Last Supper. And you know, even, and I'm going to go, I might bounce around here.
Sure.
There have been sometimes, you know, people always see, you know, I've gotten philanthropy awards and people see the big, you know, American Heart Association, American Lung Association, all these big events, they see me at. They don't see me at the ones that I never post. Sometimes when I'm having a bad week and I'm at my lowest point, I think, oh man, I'm really having a shitty day. I put something out there. Who needs something today? And then I've been able to go into people's homes and, you know, they might be going through death. They might be going through unemployment. They might go through some stuff. And I just go there for free and walk in their house with a cooler and surprise them and say, here, we're having dinner. And there have been some people that have gone in their house with one woman in particular, and I won't tell much about the names, went into her house. Her mother was in the living room on a respirator right there. I cooked her meal. I went over to her, and she said, why would you do this for me? She grabbed my hand. I put my head on her hand. And my hand on her head, and she said, why would you do this for me? I said, I'm sorry I wasn't able to do it for you earlier. A week later, she passed away.
Wow.
So it's these things that really, you know, I always tell my kids, think about your funeral and who's going to be there. Did you give more than you took? What's the legacy that you created? Did you give a positive example for your kids or people looking up to you? There are so many people that look at my Facebook or any of my Instagram and they say, Brett, you know, that post you put up was so inspirational. I'm motivated to get back in shape. I'm motivated to keep pushing through my problems. And I love what you do. And you just are inspiring. I said, shit, who the hell would have thought this Brooklyn thug that, you know, came up through a really rocky childhood and young adulthood to turn into someone that people really look up to? I'm like, wow, this is like surreal.
But you know what, though? You can hear the passion in your voice and the effect that this has had on you and the effect that you have had on other people. It's part of the reason why in 2008 you got the Culinary Legend Award at the Charleston Wine and Food Festival. And you've gotten so many different awards. And you mentioned, you know, going back to 1983 when you were graduated first in your class at the New York Restaurant School. A lot of people remember when you opened up Hugo's on the Isle of Palms, and then you had Brett's and Brett's at the Wycliffe House. And a lot of people remember you at the Oak Steakhouse and Oku, which you opened up as well, and part of the Culinary Institute, a founding member. I mean, you've been so busy in so many aspects of the culinary and hospitality industry here in Charleston that your impact is amazing. And that's why we are so psyched that you're teaming up with us to award a world-class mom. But all of those different ventures that we just mentioned in your past, and you know, I guess that's come to define who you are today, recently newly married and working independently and still having better chef skills now than you've ever had in your life.
You know, it's funny when you talk about all those awards. I posted something yesterday. My web designer comes over here yesterday and she said, I got something for you. I said, all right, well, bring it over the house. I'm thinking, oh, shit, that might be something good. And she brings over, last year, I got the Charleston Favorite Chef Award from the Post and Courier. And I had no idea it was even in running.
Mm-hmm.
So it was nice for me to be, okay, I'm 46 years into my career. I'm 63 years old, and I'm still getting these awards, and I didn't even know I was involved in it.
Well, but
so it was nice. I took that picture out there. I said, oh, hey, look who's still getting awards.
Well, because you deserve them, and the accolades are honest, because it's just what you have done to the hospitality industry here, and now what you're doing with all of these personalized meals. And you know, we mentioned the fact that nowadays families just don't take the time to sit down together for a simple dinner at the end of a day. It used to be something that we always did, and that doesn't seem to happen as much. And that's why meals are memories, aren't they?
Well, and this, I feel blessed. I mean, I'm able to go in someone's house. Now, I start out with clients. Every night I leave with friends. So my friends, and they rehire me and they recommend me, and we have relationships outside of that dinner moving forward every time. You know, and I'm lucky to have all of my daughters have worked for me. My youngest daughter, Cameron, you know, she's a rock star now. She works with me. She's about to start her real estate career. My middle daughter is about to start law school. You know, I've got six girls and a granddaughter.
Oh, wow. You're staying busy and you have a lot of estrogen around you there, buddy.
That's why I got to keep the testosterone up.
Well, I think you were doing well on that as well. You know, Chef Brett McKee has decades of experience and he's transforming the typical dining experience and being a personal chef, fine dining, private parties, corporate events, all kinds of private cooking classes, meal planning and stuff like that. So let me ask you, Chef, for the world-class mom that wins this world-class meal here on 105.5 The Bridge from world-class chef Brett McKee, tell them what it is that you're going to do with them and for them for this Mother's Day giveaway.
I am going to give them the best freaking day of their life. We're going to create a memory with them and their family. They're going to contact me, and you know they're going to talk about what they're allergic to, what they like, what they dislike, and we're going to custom make the night of their dreams.
See, and by the way,
something that when you talk about, when I do this for this mother for Mother's Day, it will be a night they never forget.
See,
that I promise, that I deliver every day.
That's why I'm so excited to do this, and especially to do this with you. So we can't thank you enough. I want to remind everybody again, BrettMcKee.com, because what he's doing with this giveaway for this world-class mom, he's doing it now all the time around the Lowcountry. And if you're listening to this, then you can take advantage of this at BrettMcKee.com. And Chef Brett McKee, I just can't thank you enough for the memories that you made for my late wife a decade ago, for the memories that you're going to make for this world-class mom, and just for being a friend and doing this with us here on The Morning Buzz. We are so appreciative, and it sounds like everything is going well. And congratulations as a newlywed too, buddy.
Thank you very much. It's it's a real nice, you never know when the next point of your life is the start of something really, really good. So right now, I'm probably in the best place I've ever been in. Have a beautiful wife, beautiful daughters. I'm busy as heck. Sometimes I'm really tired. But you know, again, I think when you can do it, I inspire other people to say, it doesn't matter if you're tired. It doesn't matter if you're having a bad day. Get your ass up, shake it off, keep pushing forward, and change someone's life for the better today, every day.
Chef Brett McKee, cheers to you, buddy.
You got it, baby. Let's rock on.